Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Online fundraisers set up for man injured at flour mill silos. It's still touch and go, with a long road to recovery for the 27-year-old man who was injured on the job at the flour mill silos on Monday. This, according to two GoFundMe campaigns set up to support Cameron Stone and his family through this difficult time, both of which his family members have shared on their own social media accounts. Click here for a GoFundMe campaign set up by his cousin, Alora Violet Marie Kerr, and here for a campaign set up by friend Brianne Ross. As of midday today, the campaigns had raised more than $4,000. He's a tough cookie, but it's going to be a very long road to recovery, Kerr wrote in her campaign statement, noting that the funds raised are meant to help with any expenses the family might face. Stone's wife, Brittany Sheehan, is currently caring for their infant daughter, Serenity, who was born less than 2 months ago. Read the full story here. Gas prices spike to more than $2.24 a liter in the Greater Sudbury region. Drivers have become used to the Tuesday price hike, but today's jump takes the cake, climbing more than 13 cents over Monday. Several stations across the city have moved the price up yesterday afternoon to $2.24.9 a liter. There are still several stations, particularly in Chelmsford and Lively, selling fuel for between 206.9 and 209.9 as of yesterday afternoon. On Sunday, the national price was at $2.06 a liter on average, but records were still being broken. In Vancouver that day, the price was $2.37 a liter, while Montreal saw prices rise to about the level Greater Sudbury is seeing today. Parts of Sudbury rumble from seismic event at Garson Mine. Earthquakes Canada has confirmed to Sudbury.com that a mining-related seismic event took place at Garson Mine and register a 3.1 on the Richter scale, what Earthquakes Canada considers a fairly substantial event, and the reason so many Sudburyans felt the earth move at approximately 3:46 this morning. Vail spokesperson Danica Panuti confirmed the event was mining-related, occurring at the company's Garson Mine. Though Earthquakes Canada measured 3.1, Vail is reporting an approximate 3.3. A seismic event occurred at Vail's Garson Mine at approximately 3:45 this morning, measuring approximately 3.3 in magnitude, said Panuti in email correspondence. No one was injured during the event, and we immediately implemented our internal seismic response protocol to ensure the safety of our workforce. Panuti stated that operations will ramp up following inspection and as the seismic levels in the region subside. Read the full story here. Low voter turnout last week wasn't as low as in 1911. Here's why last week's voter turnout was a modern history low for a general provincial election locally, but not the lowest ever recorded in the Greater Sudbury area. The 1911 voter turnout in the Sudbury electoral district earns the distinction, with only 29.2% of eligible voters turning out to cast a ballot. Given the fact that women weren't allowed to vote in Ontario until April 12, 1917, the term eligible voters carried even greater weight than it does today. Next up after 1911 when it comes to low voter turnout was the Sudbury electoral district turnout of 39.7% in 2015. But that was for a by-election and not a general election. The 1905 election in the Nipissing West Electoral District, which was retooled as part of the Sudbury Electoral District in 1908, is next with a voter turnout of 43.8%. Last week's election is the next lowest on the list, with a turnout of 45.5% recorded in Sudbury and 43.9% recorded in Nickel Belt for an overall voter turnout of 44.7%. Read the full story here. Fed Nor drops $8.7 million in tourism dollars across the North. Fed Nor dished out more than $8.7 million to tourism operators, organizations and communities across Northern Ontario last week to assist with the pandemic reopening rebound. A news release from the federal funding agency said the pandemic had an undeniable impact on the tourism sector. Dipping into the Tourism Relief Fund should help with the preparations to welcome back travelers and vacationers. Thunder Bay Superior North and Indigenous Services Minister Patty Haidu made the June 4 announcement of investments totally $8,750,385 to support 58 tourism projects across the region. Read the full story here. Cambrian encouraging more applicants for free PSW training. Cambrian College in Sudbury said it is again taking part in an accelerated program to provide tuition-free training for more personal support workers, PSWs, to meet the growing demand in Ontario. The college said the special PSW accelerated program was introduced last year, at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, to address the shortage of PSWs. The demand for more PSWs continues this year even as the world emerges from the worst of the pandemic, said a news release from Cambrian. The college said the accelerated PSW program includes the following features: no tuition fee and funding for expenses, a condensed schedule that allows students to graduate in 6 months, and a paid work placement opportunity in the final 3 months of the program. Cambrian said it was important to note that the government funding for tuition and supply costs is available for Canadian students only and only applies to the July 2022 program delivery. Read the full story here. Mix of sun and cloud, chance of showers today. Expect a mix of sun and cloud for your Wednesday with a high of 21. There is a 60% chance of showers this afternoon. Fog patches will dissipate over the morning. The wind will be out of the southwest at 20 km per hour in the afternoon. The UV index today will be 8, or very high. Tonight, expect cloudy periods and a low of 11.